This is Are You Kidding Podcast.
I can listen with my kids.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.
Hey, Brandon, you will not guess we are about to interview. I'll give you a clue. Well, we listen to him every single day on the radio. It's like he takes us to school or basketball camp. He's like he's family.
Who can it be?
Elvis Duran.
Hey, guys.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
Oh, no. We've got to you. We got into your brain with that hello lady thing. But that's good. Hey, it's a pleasure to be on with you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we actually learned what hello lady originated from listening to your show a couple weeks back.
Hello lady, actually, it comes in handy. Like if someone tries to cut your mom off on the highway, you just scream, hello lady. It's better than what you could say to them, so it's not bad.
Hello lady.
So, fun fact, Elvis, but wait, may we call you Elvis, or do you have to call you Mr. Duran?
No, do not call me Mr. Duran. Only people I owe money to can call me that.
Oh, okay.
No, you call me Elvis, it's all good.
All right, so did you know that 5 years ago, you were the first media outlet to promote our sock company?
I remember that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We were driving on our way to school, and we heard you mention our socks and just talk about it. It was really cool.
And you were the first one to believe in us.
And for that,
well, thank you.
You hold a very special place in our heart, and we love you for that.
Well, thank you very much. So 5 years later, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, actually. Today we have, we're doing our podcast. We have our new Santa Cancer Sock coming out on August 5th. And it's also the day our podcast came out. And they're really cool, and they're going to do a lot of good for our community.
And you're going to be so happy of us. We made adult socks.
Oh, good. Because I was cramming my foot in those little socks. It wasn't good. It hurt. But
well,
I
those are made for kids. So
now, I know. I learned that the hard way. Hey, so those socks are coming out August 5th?
Yes.
And right. Can I tell you another fun fact?
Absolutely.
Your birthday is the day after our mom's.
Well, so August 5th is my birthday.
Yeah, my mom's is August 4th.
We're Leos. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Leos are very pushy. we're very loud, and we want to get our way all the time. Is your mom like that kind of?
Sort of.
Yeah. She's right there, right? So you don't want to say too much about her.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
We're Leos. We get our way.
We are persistent with a smile.
Stubborn with a smile. Absolutely. Anyway, well, happy birthday almost, Mom.
Thank you. You too.
Happy birthday to you, Elvis.
Well, thank you. Almost. We're almost there. So, Brandon, Sebastian, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, first, we want to know what inspired you to get into radio.
You know what? I grew up listening to the radio, and I considered the guy talking to me in the radio to be my friend. You know, he had a friendly voice. He played music I liked listening to. He sounded like he was having a fun time at work because he was giving away concert tickets and stuff like that. I'm like, this guy has a fun job. And when I was growing up, I really didn't have a lot of friends. I mean, the few friends I had were really nice, and I had good friends, but not a lot of them. So I spent a lot of time alone after school, at home, whatever, and I would listen to the radio. And so the radio was my friend. That's how I got started. I thought it'd be just a fun job. And it is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, not going to lie, that person on the radio definitely sounds like you.
Well, thank you.
He's always fun, energetic, gives stuff away too. You know, the concert tickets.
Yeah.
And he also sounds like he loves his job and what he does.
It's important you love your job, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you don't love it, then you're just doing it for the money. But if you love it, you're doing it because you actually care about what you do.
That's it.
And we love your phone taps, so they're the best.
Oh, no.
Well,
that's why I don't answer the phone. I'm afraid someone's messing around with me. I don't trust the phone, so that's why if you call me, I won't answer. Look, there's someone calling my phone right now. I'm not answering this.
It might be a phone tap.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they want. I'm not going to answer that phone. I'll call them back and phone tap them. But anyway, thank you. But the phone taps, that's why, you should never answer your phone. Lesson learned.
Never.
Well, as you may know, we are about to launch our 5th annual charity sock hop, but this year is going to benefit Stand Up to Cancer. And we want to know, have you seen the sock yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's designed by a girl named Poppy who has been affected by cancer and affected by Stand Up to Cancer. And she actually designed the sock.
Wow. That's great. You know, and the fact that you decided to do this particular sock for Stand Up to Cancer, that's great. I mean, look, I don't know if you've been affected by cancer with your family or friends or maybe your friend's family, but, it affects all of us. And so every little thing we can do is helpful. And if you do something fun like socks, it makes it fun to help. So I thank you for what you're doing. It's great.
Who doesn't want socks, you know?
Why not?
Everyone loves socks. Socks
are comfortable. You gotta wear socks, otherwise your feet smell. If you you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We don't want Cheeto smell. If I want Cheeto smell, I'll open some Cheetos. Yeah, that's where I want that smell to come from.
And we want to know if you or a loved one or someone that's close to you been affected by cancer.
Absolutely. You know, I've lost some family members to cancer. And I lost, believe it or not, I don't know if your socks will help out, but I lost my favorite cat to cancer. I mean, cancer strikes everything and everyone. But you know what? The thing about cancer is there sometimes you can catch it early if you detect it, right? So it's always good to be friends with your doctor and go see your doctor and get checkups as much as you can. Some cancer can't be stopped. But with the money raised through great people like Stand Up to Cancer, the doctors are working harder and harder and have more resources to try to stop it. So what you're doing is a wonderful thing. You should be very proud of yourself.
Well, as you know how we're trying to like use our voice to give back to our community. We want to know how you're using your voice to give back to the community.
You know what? I do what like you did when you met. Is your friend's name who inspired you to do this?
You mean the person that created Sock?
Yeah.
Poppy.
Poppy. So when you hear a story like Poppy's story, and you do what we do, you have a podcast or you have a radio show, you're anxious to tell that story and get that story out because it can help people. And that's what you guys are doing with your podcast. That's what I do with our show. Anytime and every time we find a way to help someone, if it's cancer or if it's raising money for a family that needs help after they lost their house or whatever. You love telling that story and you want to motivate people to become addicted to helping people. And that's what we do on our show. It's very important that you look for people who need help and then look for people to help them.
It's always important to, you know, help others that need help.
And absolutely.
It also makes you feel great because it makes you feel like they're superhero, like you're helping them out.
And it's never know if one day we'll need help.
Well, that's a very good point. And look, you know, we're in a great position where we have great lives. You've got a great mom. You've got this sock company that you started 5 years ago that is doing really well. I mean, we are so fortunate to have these great lives that we've been blessed with. So it's really our duty to take our positivity and help others. So, I mean, we have to do that. And it does make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely makes us feel much better about ourselves to know that we are doing such good in the community.
Right. Absolutely. So keep on doing it.
And also, you said you didn't see the socks, right?
No, I haven't seen this particular sock. Can I go online right now and find it?
If you go to areyoukiddingsocks.com, you can actually go and check out the Stand Up to Cancer socks.
And all of our other charity socks so we could help give back to the community.
Okay, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them right now.
And speaking,
I like these. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Speaking of charity socks, we should make a Hello Ladies sock and raise money for a charity that you support.
You could. You know, we support a lot of charities. That would be awesome. Because, you know, we always do Hello Ladies shirts, T-shirts, stuff like that on our website. But I've never thought of socks. That's a great idea. And so, obviously, you know how to do them. You know the sock business better than me. So maybe we could get together and talk about that. I would be honored to do that.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Of course, we would love to do that also. And how can we all come together to educate more people about the importance of giving back? Because we want to give back to the community, but we also need the help of our community to also give back.
You know, you're doing it. You know, using your voice is the most powerful thing you can do. I mean, you know, the people who listen to this podcast or the people who listen to our radio shows, whatever, you know, we have to, you know, not only be fun, be entertaining, but at the same time, we need to remind people there are people who need help and we motivate them to do it. So use your voice. That's the best thing you can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Stand Up to Cancer socks, we are doing a sock hop. A sock hop is when you dance in your socks for honors of those battling cancer. And we wanted, our goal is for everyone from coast to coast dancing in their socks in honor of those battling cancer.
When is that?
We're doing it for the schools. So our mom, September 27th, because our mom knows how she schedules it with the schools. So September 27th is the National Sock Hop Day. And we just want everyone to go in their socks and dance to whatever songs they listen to. and even go on Y100 and listen to it, you know? And
okay.
iHeartRadio.
And you know what we should do? We should give you and your crew socks, and you could dance in it.
I'll do it. So let's get this together before September 27th, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's coordinate it, and then we can get video and send it to you. Then you can put it up on your site and put it out there on Instagram and stuff. That'd be great.
Are you a good dancer?
No. I'm a bad dancer. I have no rhythm whatsoever. People point and laugh when they see me dancing. It's embarrassing.
Oh.
Well, that's even better, because the funnier you are, the more people laugh.
Sure, make fun of the old dancing guy. I have no problem. I'll do it if it's for a great charity, if it's for a great organization, I'll do it. I'll embarrass myself. I have no problem doing that.
And speaking of like giving back, what do you think about our Kids Helping Kids initiative, and how could we get more kids involved in giving back?
You know, I think it's a great idea to start when you're young. And so if you start when you're young, helping other people, it becomes habit. So no matter how old you get, you'll always be in that frame of mind where that you want to help people. And I think that you should feel like something's wrong if you're not helping someone this week. You know what I'm saying? It's like something's missing from my life this week. Oh, I haven't done anything for someone else. So it's good to get into the habit, and good habits start when you're young. So I think it's great.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to help give back, because I think that every kid deserves to be healthy, and that's why we all have to give back.
And also about giving back, everyone, like a lot of people think giving back is just giving money to charities, you know? But that's not just giving back. There's much more to giving back. Like, you know, going to hospitals, you know, inspiring kids, like, hey, you can do this, you can fight through it. And there's so much things you can do to give back.
It's true. Showing up is a great thing. You know, so when people have a dance where they're raising money, or people are selling things in a yard sale or whatever to raise money for an organization, just showing up. You don't, even if you don't have any money, you can just physically be there and you're showing support, and that's great.
Even giving compliments, you know? It boosts people up, like make them feel better about themselves, and you know, overall it just makes them feel great.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, we've been talking with each other now for about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and I feel I'm in a much happier mood than I was before I started talking to you. See, and I just realized that because you guys are great, and I like your positive message. It makes me feel good. So spreading positivity to total strangers, to people you know, you can't go wrong by doing that. You know, it's the best thing for all of us.
And speaking of giving back, we also have our own 501c3 nonprofit where we go and give homeless or the people in need socks. Like when Hurricane Irma actually hit, we went to the shelter and gave mm-hmm. 2,000 socks away to everyone in the shelter.
2,000 pair?
Yeah.
So, wow. So that's 4,000 socks if you think about it.
And, yeah.
And also, after Hurricane Matthew, I believe, when it hit Texas, we mm-hmm. also sent socks to Texas to give mm-hmm. them.
See, that's great you do that. And that should encourage all companies who are actually making money or making a profit off the wonderful things they make and do, to be able to give back, and especially by giving your product. You know, look, you got them obviously at a great discount because they're yours, right?
Yeah.
But you're really helping so many people, and you're spreading the word. It's good to help. So congratulations, guys.
I feel like all companies should always try to give back as much as they can because if they just like keep all the money for themselves, and they're not really helping anyone. They're just trying to help themselves.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And there are a lot of people who unfortunately live like that. But we show them by example. What you guys are doing is showing an example of how to do it right. So look at that. It's great.
Mm-hmm. And we actually hear that you're going to be here next week for the pool party.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And we'd love, like absolutely love, to get, like personally give you a pair of socks.
I would love that.
Stand Up to Cancer socks. And have you fill out a placard saying who you stand up for.
Absolutely.
You've seen the placards, right?
Send me a picture. Okay. I think Enrique is sending me stuff right now.
Okay.
It says, I stand up for, and then you have to fill it in or who you stand up for.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Either for you, like your future, or either by someone who's been affected by cancer.
That's a great idea. Well, I'll tell you what, if your mom can bring you to the pool party, I don't know if you guys are busy that morning, you're more than welcome to come on down.
And we are learning so much from doing this podcast. Like, what can you recommend? Because you host a radio show, and I feel like it's a little bit like a podcast, just not recorded, you know?
Right, right.
Instead of live. And, like, what advice can you give us? Like, what do you recommend?
You're doing it, by the way. Keep doing it. It's called being yourself. You know, never be afraid to be yourself. And you know, even though our radio show, we try to keep it light and fun, every once in a while we have to cover some serious topics, like cancer, for instance. And it's okay to show emotion and to get sad. It's okay to lean into being sad or leaning into being happy or proud. You know, never hold back. You know, always be yourself and be honest. And that truly, truly lets people into your heart and into your soul, into your mind, and they get to know you better. And it's that connection, because what you're doing is you're not just talking into a microphone. There are people listening to you guys, and they're listening to what your message is, and you're connecting with them. And people need friends, and you are being friendly, and you're being a friend by just being yourself. That's the best advice I could give.
And I feel like that advice goes out for everyone who's trying to start a podcast or radio show. Like, for example, my uncle, Harry, he's trying to start his own podcast, I believe, on politics.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if he were to be himself, he would do great. And so shout out to you, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Hey, Harry. Hopefully you do good on your podcast.
And speaking of radio and how much you love radio, and you know how you have so much fun on radio, what's the funniest thing that happened on the radio?
I don't know, because, you know, I've been doing it for so long, it'd be hard to pinpoint one funny thing. But I got to tell you, the fun thing I love about what we do on our show is I have a great family of people I work with, and we crack each other up. We're always laughing at each other and pulling pranks on each other, and it's actually like just hanging out with friends and family. I don't even feel like this is a job at all. And that's another thing to keep in mind. As you get older and you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, as long as you're having fun doing what you're doing, then it'll always pay off for you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things the funniest thing about, like, listening to your show, like one of the funniest moments, is the ceiling wailing balloon man that you guys put in your office.
Like the same thing that they have at car dealerships when you drive by. Yeah. What is it called? I don't know, there's a name for it. Yeah, the inflatable topsy-turvy whatever guy.
Yeah, so how does it fit in there? Because they're usually pretty big.
It doesn't. That's the thing. You know, if it's laying down on the ground before you plug it in, it's not taking up too much room. But once you plug it in, the thing starts knocking ceiling tiles out and lighting fixtures get thrown to the ground and it knocks all the papers off the desk. It's a mess. And so when we turn that thing on, I mean, it takes hours to clean up after it. It's worth it, though. We have people cleaning up after us.
And, you know, sometimes, we don't like going to school. You know, we always don't like going. I mean, we love going to school.
Of course, you love school.
And do you ever not want to go to work? Like, some days you're just, like, tired and don't want to go to work.
There's some mornings I want to stay in bed and sleep late. That'd be nice. But if we got to come in, because if we don't come in, who's going to do it, you know? So, no, we show up. Every morning, even if we don't want to be here, we're here.
And if you don't go, you're not going to make anybody laugh because everyone's going to be like, where's Elvis? Like, come on, where is
Elvis? Elvis is a star.
Oh, God. Now you're giving me a big ego. Stop it. No. You know, when I do call in sick sometimes, if I have to stay home with a cold or whatever, I miss coming in. I feel like I'm missing out on something because I love the people I work with. And so even though I know it's better for me to stay out, I don't want to get anyone else sick or whatever with my cold I have or whatever, I miss being here. I always feel like there's an empty spot in my heart that day. So
it's like your second home, sort of.
It is. I think I spend more time here than I do at my first home. So
it's your first home and your actual home is your second home.
Yeah. I think that's more accurate, actually.
And when you also don't go to your job, you know, your fun radio show. You're not here to take us to school because, you know, you're always in the car with us.
So I'm letting you down.
Well, not really, but sort of at the same time, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, next time I miss work, you call me and yell at me.
Okay.
I'll deserve it. I deserve a spanking that day. But look, I'm doing my best to come in every day. So I'm just know if I'm not here, there's a very good reason why I'm not here.
Okay.
Because I don't like to miss work.
We just want to clear that up, okay?
Okay, it's all clear now. All cleared. Right.
I have
loud and clear. Yes, sir.
What's the best thing on Elvis Duran? What do you think? I think it's the topic trains. I love those.
You like those?
Yeah.
Topic trains are also fun. But it's really hard to choose what's the funniest because everything's all funny. So it's either phone taps, the topic train.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just too hard to decide.
I think fun is more is better than funny. Does that, you know the difference? There's a difference between funny. Funny is the stuff that makes you laugh. Fun is the stuff that just makes you feel good. I enjoy that part the most. I mean, anyone can tell a joke and make someone laugh, but not everyone can say things in a way that make you feel good. I think that's what we strive for.
I feel like your show is fun and funny at the same time.
I'll take that.
Because you're making people feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
And at the same time, making them laugh.
And
good.
I love the topic train. Can I sing you the song?
Do you know it by heart?
Yeah. Grand okay. Theft Topic Train is calling. Woo, woo. Grand Theft Topic Train is topic train. Woo,
there
woo.
You go. Isn't that funny? You hear something over and over, and after a while, you're like, oh, I can't get that out of my head. Do you ever hear a song on the radio, and you sing it all day, and you keep saying, stop singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an earworm. The song kind of crawls into your ear and sits there.
That's what happens to our dad. He has a song stuck in his head. Every time he wakes up, he hears it in his head.
It's called Shallow by Lady Gaga.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he sings it every day?
Yeah.
We got to give him a new song.
And he loves Queen. He sings that every day now. He saw the...
Bohemian Rhapsody, and now every single day, he blasts Queen on the speakers in the house.
Shout out to Dad.
Hey, Dad.
And we will definitely see you at the pool party. Hopefully, it is kid-friendly, because if it's not, we can't go because we're kids.
No, it'll be kid-friendly. I promise you. I promise you. If I see anything scandalous going on, I will shut it down, because we want you to be comfortable, okay?
No scandalism.
Okay. No scandal.
And we want to thank you for joining us on the podcast today. And
we want to shout out the entire Elvis Duran, the Morning Crow show crew, for making us laugh, feel good, and being there in the car with us. Because it's a van now. It's a school bus of us.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Well, I'm glad we could be on the ride with you every day. And Brandon and Sebastian, congratulations.
Thank you.
Spending this time with you has been an honor. And if ever you need anything from us, you let us know. And we've got work to do. We've got some socks to sell. Mm-hmm. We've got all sorts of things to do together. So let's get to work.
All right. Well, thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Sebastian. Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day, okay?
You just heard Are You Kidding Podcast.
You guys are the best, best.
With brothers Sebastian and Brandon Martinez, who are kids helping kids.